Kansas State University is a partner on an international team that includes U.S. universities and national institutes in a new global crop improvement research program to advance plant breeding tools, technologies, and methods aimed at delivering crops that can increase yields, enhance nutrition, and have greater resistance to pests and diseases. The work will be through the new Feed the Future Innovation Lab for Crop Improvement. The Innovation Lab will create an integrated research and delivery program with multidisciplinary expertise in advanced agricultural development, from plant breeding and machine learning to quantitative genetics and gender inclusion. The project will support and empower national breeding programs in East and West Africa, South Asia, and Latin America, and serve as a model for introducing advanced agricultural technologies at scale to countries around the world. The five-year, $25 million grant from the U.S. Agency for International Development as part of the U.S. government's Feed the Future initiative was announced October 16th at the World Food Prize in Des Moines, Iowa. Experts from Cornell University, Clemson University, and Kansas State University, along with scientists at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, will initially collaborate with national agricultural institutions in Ghana, Haiti, Nepal, Senegal, and Uganda to accelerate the breeding of locally and regionally adapted crop varieties targeted to smallholder farms. Kansas State University's Jesse Poland, Associate Professor of Plant Pathology, will serve as one of the new lab's phenomics program leads, and Jeff Morris, Associate Professor of Agronomy, will serve as the lab's trait discovery program lead. Poland says the improvement of crop varieties is happening at a rate of about 1% per year around the world. This is good progress, but we need to see a rate of gain above 2% per year to keep pace with increasing global population demand. He said, here at K-State, we will be partnering with national programs to help implement rigorous scientific inquiry to address the constraints of crop productivity. Currently, plant breeders at national agricultural research institutions develop locally adopted crops using breeding lines first created by scientists in that country and in coordination with the International Coalition of Food Security Research Programs, known as the Consultative Group for International Agricultural Research Centers. Along with its partnership in the Innovation Lab for Crop Improvement, Kansas State University is home to 4 Feed the Future Innovation Labs: the Innovation Lab for Applied Wheat Genomics, Innovation Lab for Collaborative Research on Sorghum and Millet, Innovation Lab for Reduction of Post-Harvest Loss, and Innovation Lab for Sustainable Intensification. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marsha Boswell.